I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For years, there's been talk of creating a new constitution in the Hindu-majority country of Nepal. Now, it appears to be taking root. But Hindus have proposed a law that threatens religious freedom and conversion. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says this could actually bring more persecution on Christians.
Christians face especially societal pressures and persecution. That's more how it materializes often, from not maintaining traditional beliefs or the beliefs of their family or neighbors or friends.
Sharing the gospel with a non-believer could become illegal if that law is established. Christians don't actually mind the challenge, but they could use some encouragement.
We don't pray that persecution goes away because they know, persecuted believers know that the church grows in spite of persecution. But they ask us to pray that they would remain strong.
And feel like God is calling you to missions, but you don't really know where to start? Well, Pioneers USA can actually help there. People can take an extended mission trip through its venture program to share Christ and discover God's will for their lives. Pioneers' Jacob Hancock.
It's somewhat taken on a new flavor now, where we're having a lot more millennials come in and just desire to have some experience overseas, to be able to spend 6 months, a year overseas, to be able to really get a good taste of what it's like to be there.
Pioneers has seen a shift toward younger people becoming interested in long-term missions.
There's really two types of people that we work with. Some of those people have a specific skill that they want to use overseas. So that could be anything from being an English teacher to being a nurse or pretty much anything in between. The other type of people that we work with are really just trying to figure out what the next step is.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.